Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Out of the blue, she said that. And I'll tell you this, I didn't get 48% off. Sale ends October 25th. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices, Robert Irwin Jewelers. Chris Harrington next. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN. Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
That is Send It On from 2000's Voodoo, my favorite of the three great albums from R&B singer D'Angelo, who died way too young earlier this week. Should have paid tribute to him yesterday, but I got distracted and forgot to.
All right. You wrote about the, from afar, you wrote about the Grizzlies' loss last night, 145-116 to Charlotte. The good news was Jaren returned. Surprise, I think. At least I was surprised to see him last night. What'd you think?
Yeah, I've got a column coming out later today. I don't think it's been published yet. And so I'm really not sure what you're referring to about what I wrote. But
didn't you write The Gamer?
No, Drew did.
Oh, Drew did. I'm sorry.
And so, but I have a column coming out later today on the preseason writ large.
Okay.
Which gets into some of this. And so in terms of Jaren, I mean, it was a surprise, obviously, to see him back. Drew and I in the pod earlier this week, I sort of asked out loud, I wonder if he'll play the last preseason game just to get a little cardio in.
Right.
So I thought maybe that would happen, but they beat me by one on there. So it's, you know, a welcome surprise to see him out there. Obviously get some shake off some rust, get in some cardio, get some reps in. Presumably that is the confirmation he will play opening night. And so that was good to see. I thought he was bad defensively, just like everyone else on the team. In his case, I don't care about that because I know he's great on defense, and it's his first game back from an injury in the preseason. Offensively, I like the shots he got. He got lots of shots, obviously, with Ja Morant and others out. But I liked the range of shots that he was getting. He only hit 7 of 20 or whatever, but I don't really care about that either. But I like the way he was being used. I like that they were – It was an indication, and I think we saw this in the playoffs too, of Isolo being a little bit more of a matchup hunter than Taylor Jenkins was. And so, like, when he was guarded by 6'6 Miles Bridges, he posted it. And then when he was guarded by 7'1 Ryan Kalkbrenner, he faced up and he drove. And he was getting threes. He was doing some pick and pop and involved in the screening actions. So I liked the way he was used, and it was good to have him back on the floor.
Yeah, it was interesting to see him involved in the screening actions. That was we haven't seen. It's not that we've never seen that, right? It has not been a staple,
right? Uh-huh. Yeah, the team had gone away from that in the last few years.
Yeah, All right, so Jaron plays last night. That's great. Does feel like it means he's going to play in the opener. And so that was the very good news. I apologize because I, for whatever reason, thought you wrote the piece yesterday. I should have recognized the different stylings of you and Drew, because he did ask the rhetorical question, is it time to worry in the piece? And I, even this, what I was talking about this earlier, I'm like, that's unlike a, that is not a question Chris would ask. So,
I think Drew asked, is it time to panic? Which is a favorite sports writer word. It's not really in my lexicon.
Right.
I actually do. The headline to my story, it has the word worry in it. It's a reason to worry. Mm. Maybe not. I mean, just to preview a little bit of some of the stuff I wrote. Preseason basketball is not really a reliable indicator of regular season basketball. And if you go back over the last 5 years, which I did, and look at, like, who were the teams that were similarly bad in preseason, you know, teams that went winless with double-digit negative point differentials, as the Grizzlies are through four games, like, how often has that carried over into regular season? The answer is basically never. At least, not never, but over the last 5 years. Like, the only cases where it really did were teams that were terrible and were supposed to be terrible,
right.
Like the Detroit Pistons game that won 17 that year. The funny thing was, like, so the Grizzlies are 0-4 in preseason with a negative 17 point differential, with a brand new head coach, which would give you extra reason to wonder about it, right? Who was the last NBA team that went winless in preseason with a new head coach? It was the Cleveland Cavaliers last season, who went 0-4 with new coach Kenny Atkinson. And how did that carry over to the preseason? They won 15 straight to start the season.
Right.
And there are other teams like that. Like Sacramento, the worst team in preseason last year was Sacramento, went 0-5 with a terrible point differential. And Sacramento wasn't good last year. But preseason had nothing to do with it. They started 5-3, and then, you know, they fell apart. And there's lots of that. So preseason is not a reliable indicator. And so to me, I would pick apart the specific things that have been going wrong and try to get more specific about what's concerning, what's not. And some things are more concerning than others, I think.
Well, I mean, when we were talking about this earlier, one of the things you would be concerned about is something you would have been concerned about heading into the season or any, you know, whatever. And so maybe this just reaffirms your concern or underlines why you should be concerned. And that is rebounding, right? I mean, rebounding, yep. And toughness, honestly, it's what you started talking about when they signed Cam Spencer before Zach Edey. You know, we really had a timeline on him, or at least a concrete timeline on him. So, I mean, that is the biggest, beyond the health, which has not really been an issue this preseason particularly, like Jaron's back and we think Ja's going to be back. That's the biggest concern, right? Rebounding, toughness up front.
Yeah, I mean, they're having problems on both sides of the ball. I think a lot of the offensive problems are fixed when you have your guards. And not only have they not had Ja Morant, like they've really, so they have three lead guards on the main roster, Ja Morant, Ty Jerome, Scottie Pippen.
Yep.
They have gotten 55 of the 192 preseason minutes have included one of those three players. And so they mostly have just not played with their real guards the whole preseason and not at all with Ja Morant. And so I think the offensive stuff will fix itself more easily when you have those players.
Right.
But the rebounding and the defense are bigger problems, and the physicality is a bigger problem. And the rebounding is the biggest of all, because the only front court player who's a good rebounder, really, especially on the defensive end, is Zach Edey, who's not going to be available for several more weeks. And then they just tend to be small on the perimeter. And to the degree that they're not small, they have guys who also aren't good positional rebounders. Jalen Wells is not a good rebounder.
Right.
He's not been a good rebounder relative to his size and position. And so I think it is the physicality and the rebounding problem is inherent to the roster and is particularly inherent when you take out Zach Edey. I think the one thing that gives me the most pause about the Grizzlies, and this has been from the jump, is the Edey injury and how reliant this roster, I think, is going to be on Zach Edey, who is a second-year player coming off a significant injury or significant surgery.
Yeah, it's putting a lot in the Zach Edey basket. I mean, and that, like, yep. The other thing that Drew, yes, in his piece, he sort of said, He went through, you know, it's nice if some things pop in preseason. It may be irrelevant, but it's nice if some players surprise to the upside, right? And so he sort of ticked off a bunch of players. Vince hasn't surprised to the upside. Gigi hasn't surprised to the upside. Coward hasn't surprised to the upside. Certainly, he hasn't indicated that he's going to be a winning basketball player right out of the jump necessarily. And Landale hasn't either, honestly. And you were very cautious about Landale from the start. I don't know. What do you make of that? Like we need some of these players to emerge. And I guess Ty Jerome and KCP have both, if not surprised to the upside, they've looked like good NBA players in the preseason.
Which they are. KCP particularly has looked very good. To me, the idea of being disappointed in Coward is a you problem, but a him problem. And I mean you specifically. Right. I mean anyone who's disappointed.
Yep.
We lost reach the more expectations.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So I don't really have any issues with the Coward thing. Vince, and I know I've been a little bit more pro Vince than most, but I do think Vince has been a little bit better than people seem to be talking about him as, because people are just so focused on the shooting part of it. I think he's been good defensively. I think the ball handling playmaking has been pretty good, especially considering that he has not been in the role that I think is best for him. I think because of the Morant, Ty Jerome, Scottie Pippen absences, Vince has played a lot of point guard, and that is not his best position.
Right.
I think his ball handling playmaking is better suited as a secondary ball handler grader, not as a primary. And I think he's defended pretty well in the context of a team that has not defended well. So I'm not that worried about him as much. Also, I don't necessarily think he's going to play as much if the team is healthy. I don't know if he's going to be in the rotation if those other guards are healthy. I think Gigi has been a pretty big disappointment to me because they need that size. There's just a wide open path for him to seize a role given the front court situations, and like it's just not happening. And it's got to be about more than A, the scoring hasn't been great, but B, it has to be more than that for him. He's got to be start getting rebounds and defending, and there's just not a lot of there. And to me, of like the younger players, that's the one who's been the biggest disappointment relative to like what should be happening right now.
And then in terms of Santi's a very good basketball player who's just – the fit with this roster in terms of what they need from the player in that salary slot, it may not be Santi.
Well, there's an ingrained physicality issue with him, especially given the need on the roster with Edie out. So that's a real thing. There's also I know he's still young and he's still pointed that out, but he's also far enough along that like I don't care that much about preseason. I'll believe in the Santi of last season, which also had some problems,
right,
in terms of physicality, and not care about the Santi of preseason. You know, I think he's played enough that I don't really care that much about him in preseason.
All right. Javon Small got minutes. What'd you think? Look good.
I mean, he made shots. I mean, guys always look better when they make shots.
They do.
He had a good stat line, the assists, and all that. He's interesting, but he's been playing too much. Not playing too much. It's preseason, but like if this were regular season, he'd be playing too much. And so, but the hope would be that, and if Scottie Pippen, you know, with this toe thing, if he's not ready for opening night, it wouldn't shock me if Javon Small got this off the bench in the opener. But I think ideally Javon Small should, like, you know, go to South Haven and check back with him later in the season if things go well.
It's funny, you look at what happened last night and look at the need for toughness and defense and whatever, and Scottie Pippen is part of the answer here. Little old Scottie Pippen.
Yeah.
Like he's a big part of the, like, where's the defense going? It's not coming from Ja's return, you know?
Yeah, Scottie's not going to have the rebounding, but he is a guy who will give them on like real on-ball defense.
Right.
And this is another thing, and I brought this up when I did a column on the front court mix a couple of weeks ago. I think – I don't know whether it will happen. To me, Conchar's got to play. With Edie out, with the other issues, like, Conchar's got to be in the rotation opening night because he gets rebounds. He has a higher defensive rebound rate. I mean, one of my trivia questions was, like, who had the second-best defensive rebound rate after Zach Edey on the team last season? Well, this preseason, he's got a better defensive rebound rate than Jock Landale or P.J. Hall.
All right, around the league, let's see. Keegan Murray, 5 years, $140 million. Oh, and Russell Westbrook to the Kings. What do you? They certainly have a bunch of old players who you've heard of, right? I guess, you know? I mean,
they would have had an electric offense in 2017, yeah. 100% on that team. And it still probably wouldn't have been very good on defense even back then. But with Zach LaVine, DeMar DeRozan, Russell Westbrook, they would have been scoring a bunch. I like Keegan Murray. He's also injured to start the season. He's going to be out like a month. I like Keegan Murray, but I don't love Keegan Murray. And I know, like, the salary cap's rising, and that's not, like, you know, all-star money necessarily. But it is, like, high-level starter money, I think, even with the salary rising. So, like, they need him to be better than he's been for that to be a good contract.
Well, and that's the problem with this. If you're spending this amount of money, like, on a very good player as opposed to – like, the fact that LeBron and Marc Gasol – we loved Marc Gasol, but they basically made the same amount of money is a problem for the team that has the Marc Gasol as opposed to LeBron, right? And so you've got Keegan Murray. You can't let him go, right? I mean, whatever. And so you sign him. But is he actually worth that money? We will see. By the way, on LeBron, it appears we're not going to get LeBron at FedEx Forum this year because he's not returning. We heard
there's
shots
only the one
yesterday.
Game.
Yeah, there's only one game, and that game's Halloween, right? And I think Shams said mid-November. So
yeah, and so, I mean, who knows? I mean, maybe we've seen the last of LeBron at FedEx Forum. That's possible.
We may have seen.
Although
go ahead.
I continue to believe that he would pre-announce his retirement and take the tour, but it is also possible that gets taken out of his hands before he plans on it. I don't know. Drew and I did a pod yesterday. We recorded. It's not up yet. We did our NBA preview pod, which my opinions there are slightly different than what I wrote a week ago because, like, things change. When I wrote my NBA preview piece, the LeBron injury had not happened yet. And so that's the biggest thing that's changed. I downgraded the Lakers a little bit. I thought even before then there was going to be a downturn. There was a little bit of downturn last year, but I thought it was going to be even more of a downturn this year with LeBron. And now he's like 40-41. He's got back problems. I don't know, man. I don't know. I mean, he's still LeBron James. When he plays, he'll be good. But I think it's going to be a significant step down for him this season, both in terms of how much he plays and how well.
And the Lakers generally?
I don't like that team. Other than Luka, Luka scared me, so I had them 7.
Right.
And when we did the pod, I put them down to 9. I flipped the Spurs up because I'm worried I'm just sleeping on Wimby too much. So I basically kept the Grizzlies where they were and flipped the Spurs and Lakers. But like Luka is great, and I don't like anything else about that team really.
By the way, folks, the pod is really good. Chris and Drew do the pods. They do fabulously well, and you can listen to stories now, as Chris pointed out yesterday, but you can also listen to the pod, and they've had a bunch of recently on this Grizzlies team and on the NBA generally. Chris, thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian.
Jeff, we should note,
yes,
it is possible, you know, if the Grizzlies and the Lakers don't advance in the cup, it's possible
they
could
that could.
But
get that.
Again, that's not like
right. Yeah. All right. We're going to play Writer Than Right trivia. I'm going to be the trivia master, loosely. But I'm going to pose the questions. What's the fabulous prize, Jeffrey?
Jeff, we got tickets to the Holiday Market, October 23rd to the 25th at the Agri Center.
Phone number is 445-0929, 445-0929. We'll take two tickets. We'll take the second caller, 445-0929. You got to be Writer Than Right. Easier today because I ask totally different questions than the sort that Kevin's. I'm a bad question asker, so you got a better chance of
prevailing.
You're
an unfair question
asker. I'm an unfair question asker. And or you just got to play honorably, and you get two tickets to the Holiday Market at the Agri Center. Fun event. 445-0929. We'll do that next. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Well, we're going to do our best here. We're going to do our best to play Writer Than Right trivia, even though we don't have Kevin Cerrito, the czar of fun and games. He's off really some nerve, Jeffrey.
Yeah. Very selfish.
I think it's, you got to, he's going to have to take a long look in the mirror after this one. He had the nerve.
He's definitely putting an eye over team.
He's definitely putting an eye over team. I'll say this, that we should still say that the Cerrito Entertainment Empire rolls on. Right?
Always.
Doesn't mean that trivia
even if Kevin's like gallivanting.
So if you want to know where he's off gallivanting, if you want to know where you can play trivia in his absence, go to CerritoEntertainment.com and you'll get everything you need to know. Are we going to play the introduction or not because he's not here? I guess the answer is yes. Hmm.
One of those two things was true.
Do we have a contestant?
We do, Jeff. Let's welcome Chris in Cordova to the program.
Hello, Chris. How are you? Chris.
Jeffrey, my guys.
Are you feeling?
Love the show. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for doing it. Are you feeling fortunate that you're avoiding Kevin Cerrito and you get the? Let's be honest. This is like the Bengals quarterback situation.
Yep.
It's pretty and an old guy, you know, just doing the best he can. So I like your chances though, Chris, because these are different questions. The way the quiz works, we do four rounds, Jeffrey. We have four rounds in
four rounds and a bonus round,
and you get one steal, Chris, if he misses a question, and all these questions will come with A or B, and you get a choice of A or B. You got it?
Sounds good. Let's do it.
Okay. And all these are either Beale Street or University of Memphis questions. Do you want, for question number one, do you want A or B?
Let's go A.
A, okay. This is a multiple choice question. How long is Beale Street? 0.8 miles? 1.3 miles? 1.8 miles? Or 2.4 miles?
Okay, so let's go ahead and eliminate 2.4. A was 0.8. What was B?
A is, one is at 0.8, 1.3, 1.8, or 2.4.
I'm going to guess 1.3. Let's go with B.
That is incorrect, Jeffrey. Jeffrey's stealing.
He had a 50-50 chance. 1.8.
It is 1.8. Jeffrey takes a lead here. Yeah, well, there you go.
Jeffrey, I told you to go easy on me.
All right.
Listen, I'm just trying to make everyone
Jeffrey,
sharper.
I'm going to give you a multiple choice as well.
Okay.
Beal is named after, of course, Mr. Beal.
Yes.
Is Beal's first name Edward, Robert, Winston,
Edward,
or Zachary?
Edward.
Edward is correct. You just knew that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's 2-0. Just like that. All right. This is a true or false question. Do you want A or B, Chris?
Let's go with B this time.
Okay. B this time. B.B. King. These are both questions about B.B. King. One of the B.B.'s in B.B. King's name stands for Benjamin.
I think that's correct. Let's go true.
That's false. BB is Blues Boy, short for Blues Boy.
Did you know that? Nope.
All right.
Uh-uh.
True or false, Jeffrey? BB King was a pilot.
Ooh. This sounds so random. I'm going to say true.
That's exactly right. I don't mean to sound depressed when you get...
Yeah, no, you
but
do.
I think you processed exactly right.
It's just natural.
Why would I have said that unless he was a pilot? I think that's correct. Chris, I'm sorry, man. This is... but you choose the questions. So it's now 3-0. Question 3. You want A or B?
Let's stick with B.
B. All right. Within 5 years, either way, when did B.B. King's club open up in Memphis? When did B.B. King's open up in Memphis? Give me 5 years either direction.
Okay, 5 years either direction. Let's go 2002.
1991. Jeffrey, 10 years either way, because this is a way further back in time. When did the Orpheum open up in Memphis?
Oh, God. All right, 10 years either way. I'm going to say 1947.
1890. It was actually the Opera House first, but there you go. Okay, score is still 3-0, and this is our last regular round question. This is not a either a multiple choice or a true false. This is a it's a sort of a Penny Hardaway question. You want A or B? Chris?
Is that for me or Jeffrey?
Yeah. No, you always pick.
You pick. You always pick, Chris. You want A or B?
Let's go with A. Let's go with A.
A. Okay. Penny Hardaway was runner-up to Rookie of the Year. Who won it that year?
God, I feel like I'm going to have my Memphis pass revoked.
I don't think so. I don't think. It's the pressure's intense in these games.
So let's see.
Penny was rookie was runner up to Rookie of the Year. Who won it, Penny's year?
Oh, okay, so I'm thinking that had to be around 92, 93, somewhere around there. Trying to think about that Penny Hardaway draft class.
Do you know this, Jeff?
I do.
Oh, listen to you and your count.
I'll give you a hint. He probably slapped the floor in college.
You're so cocky. You're only up 3-0.
I know.
This game is still in reach.
But it doesn't count. And not like Chris.
Oh, that's true. There is that.
Slap the floor in college, man. That's hard because I don't know, man. I feel like
we're gonna have to. The clock's running out. Jeffrey
Grant Hill.
No,
Grant Hill.
I thought it was Grant Hill.
Chris Webber.
Oh, then wow. I thought it was
Chris Webber. He was giving him false information. False information. I don't know if he slept before or not. You meant he was a Dukie, but he didn't pick up on that anyway. Chris Webber was Rookie of the Year. Chris Webber, of course, is the one who was involved in the trade with Penny on draft night, right? Okay, here you go. Chris Rock, this is for you, Jeffrey. Chris Rock was the voice of Lil Penny only after someone else turned it down. Who turned it down?
Was it Eddie Murphy?
Eddie Murphy is correct. God, would you have known that, Chris?
No, I feel like the Grizzlies in the preseason right now.
Listen, I'm not worried about you. Once we get to the regular season, it'll be totally different.
Zach Edey's
coming back. All right, it's 4-0. We're going to give you a point to wager. Jeffrey, how many are you wagering? All right, one. Do you want A or B?
Let's go with B.
B. Okay. This woman, this is a Beale Street question. This woman was the founder of a newspaper, the Free Speech newspaper, and her presses were destroyed by a mob on Beale Street. Who is the woman who founded this abolitionist newspaper?
Is this multiple choice?
What's that?
Is this multiple choice or?
No, it's not. It's just you got to come up with a name.
Oh man, I got no hope. I don't know that one at all.
A woman in Beale Street started a newspaper. Her presses were destroyed by.
There's
a mob.
Like streets and stuff named after her.
Jeffrey, we don't need your sanctimony. We don't need your pity. Ida B. Wells.
Yeah,
Ida B. Wells is the correct answer. And for you, Jeffrey, this gentleman bought Beale Street in the 1870s. He became the first black millionaire in the South.
I mean, the only person I know that owned it was Robertson Top.
What's the score now?
It's 4-0.
4-0. You wagered a point.
Oh, I know. Robert Church.
Robert Church is the correct answer. Oh, man, it was a little bit like the Charlotte game last night.
Mm-hmm.
But do you think Chris played honorably?
Of course he is.
Of course he did. Chris, Jeffrey, you already raised.
Yeah, I've got your information.
Thank
you're good to go,
Chris,
my man.
Appreciate it. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
All of this is because we're going to be balling on Beale tonight. What did you think of the questions, Jeffrey? I thought they were fair. Local knowledge? What? Come on, man.
Yeah, I thought everything was fair.
But you were the Grant Hill thing. You were throwing him off.
Yeah,
he didn't know it anyway. He didn't understand that was a reference to Duke.
I don't know why I thought
you didn't know why you thought Grant Hill. Grant Hill's older.
Grant Hill's a year younger. Maybe.
Is he younger?
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, I know Weber was the first pick in the draft.
Weber was rookie of the year that year. All right, we got to take a break. Back in a moment. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. I've been telling you about ProHealth, and I will continue to tell you about ProHealth because, honestly, listen, a lot of us need to lose weight, and no one wants to starve. I think that's true. And no one, you know, most of us aren't going to start running marathons, least of all me. And at ProHealth, they have a shot. Of course, that's what we do in America now. We have shots, and it's not some... You know, this is a serious medical approach to losing weight. It's not a juice cleanse. It's not some crash diet. It's semaglutide, which curbs your appetite, sheds the extra pounds, and actually gives you energy while you're doing it. And they check in on you too. It's not just give you a shot and let you go. They're gonna check in on you. They're gonna track your progress. All of that. ProHealth. Does other things as well. You can walk in for a sick visit if you want. Testosterone replacement therapy, your vitamin shots, all of that also at ProHealth. But I do know that, listen, we've got January 1 is right around the corner. And it's kind of depressing on January 1 to say, this is the year. This is the year I'm going to do it. Well, you can take some steps before January 1. They've got offices ProHealth does all over Memphis. You can check them out at ProHealthMemphis.com. Jeffrey, we got NFL tonight. What do you think?
Barely.
We got two old quarterbacks tonight. What do you mean barely? You don't think, aren't you intrigued by Pittsburgh? And by the way, Arthur Smith.
Yeah.
Doing a hell of a job there. Memphian, sort of. Went to high school actually mostly in Washington, D.C. But big Grizz fan, obviously from the Smith family, one of Fred Smith's kids, doing a great job there. It feels like he is going to get another chance at a head coaching job, even though, let's be honest, it did not work out well for him in Atlanta.
I thought he was a good coach. He just made a categoric error, and I don't know if he made
Desmond
the call.
Desmond Ritter right. was a ridiculous choice.
Correct.
And honestly, like, it was ridiculous when they made it.
Right. It wasn't like we second-guessed it. We first-guessed it.
And then they stuck with it. Like, that was you put your eggs in the Desmond Ritter basket, and that was that.
But I think he's a good coach. I think he's proven he's a good coach.
I think he has proven he is a good coach. And he will get, and he is going to get another shot.
Did I see The Athletic was maybe ranking...
The Athletic did a who's gonna get the next set of jobs. And one of the things that they've now started to talk about, and it is interesting, is this the year when I've always dismissed the McDermott talk
completely,
because you look at what is happening with the other team that is owned by the Bills owner, and
big win last night. I know I'm not supposed to mention it. But they scored 8 goals.
Do not mention the Sabres to me.
8 goals.
Never mention
even the good stuff.
Not even the no, because then I know if you're not mentioning it, it's because bad stuff is happening. Do not. They're dead to me. I'm checking back in December.
Uh huh.
I'm not checking between then. But anyway, I do wonder if this is the moment when if the Bills fall short again. But who do you want? Who's the next Andy Reid, right? Who is that? Who is the next Andy Reid? How do you feel about Arthur Smith?
I mean, I still believe the next Andy Reid is Kyle Shanahan, but, you know, we're waiting. Like, to me, it's like all the similarities there. Neither were particularly great with the clock. They're both great offensive minds that have, like, consistently put up good offenses, but I think, he's never had the elite quarterback.
I think John said he took Cincinnati in the playoffs.
He did, and honestly, like, it's a little bit of a smartest man in the room pick, but I don't hate it.
Yeah. And then the other thing that happened that I did want to discuss was the Texas Tech Kansas fallout of the tortilla flinging episode.
This was a colossal tell your story.
Okay. So Texas Tech fans throw tortillas on the field.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny. The story in The Athletic said
This is a long-standing tradition that goes back to the 1990s. And I didn't know if they were being
facetious or not. Yeah.
Because, like, a long-standing tradition does not go back to the 1990s. But evidently, they throw tortillas on the field before kickoffs. Is that the idea? Before kickoffs. And the conference was going to crack down on it this year and said, listen, you can throw tortillas on the field once before the opening kickoff. After that, you can't. Okay? Well, they did it anyway as they were thumping Kansas. And in addition, there was supposedly, maybe, a pocket knife found on the Kansas sideline. And so we had back and forth. We had accusations back and forth and fines to both sides, $25,000 each. Why does it tell your story?
Because did you see what Tech like went in, like went Zapruder film? And they found like a video of a coach like reaching in his pocket and like they drew arrows like saying like, see,
this
is when he reaches in his pocket. This is when he dropped the knife.
Was it convincing to you, the video? Could you tell it was a knife?
No, I could not.
There was no evidence that it was a knife here.
Correct.
But in the end, I will say this, like they were actually penalized on the field for throwing twice for the tortilla throwing, right? At what point do you stop throwing tortillas? Maybe it's a close game, you don't throw a tortilla. And then, of course, then there's the question, if the opposing team is not above dropping a knife, hypothetically, maybe.
Allegedly.
Are they above throwing tortillas?
I mean, I think that's
Could you be undone by a...
Your own tortilla?
By hoisted on your own tortilla.
I think the problem is Tech is so much better than everyone else in the league. I'm not really sure there's a lot you can do about it.
Is the Tech story one that is uplifting to you?
I mean, it's
you can buy a team.
It is uplifting in the sense that if you think about it in these terms, there is nothing structurally anymore that prevents your team.
Before, if you were Tech, you just could never be better for all these institutional reasons. And people would look down. And now you're like, screw that. I mean, they're new money. They are definitely new money.
They are the definition of nouveau rich.
They are the definition of new money. But when
it still spends.
To break up these oligarchs, right? I don't mind the new money.
I mean, to me, like, yes, it's like, okay, all you need now is a billionaire who doesn't want to own his own team and just wants to, like, fund his school.
Fund his school.
But the problem is, it's like, well, where do you find that?
No, you got to have one of them.
Correct.
You got to have
one of
them.
I mean, this is what Miami did, too.
Right. Really impressive. Anyway, I'm intrigued by Aaron Rodgers. To see where it goes.
The Bengals are such a bummer of a watch.
Of a watch. That's a problem.
It's awful. Right.
What is, I'll be down on Ballin' on Beal tonight, and we will talk about that tomorrow. I'll see you down there. Again, the player introductions, what time do they say? The whole thing starts at
I thought you
five.
Said like the cocktail the hours, music, like 5 to 5:30.
5 to 5:45. Okay. The Spirit Squad comes on at 5:45. So you got to be there by then. Definitely be there by then. And then
we getting the full band?
Start short after. No, it's going to be a Spirits. No, you're not going to have the full marching band there. You're going to have the pep band. You're going to have the pep band down there. But I like a band. And so I'll be down there, and I'll see you down there. What's coming up next on 92.9?
Jeff, here's what's coming next on Jason and John. Drew Hill and Bennett Doyle join their program. Cobb will be with me today on Jeffrey Wright and Company. Eric Alstein, Jason Smith will join our show. It's Thursday, so Jeff will be with Gabe at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow. Have a great day. We'll talk to you then for now. Work's done.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.